At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
BJ and Jamie.
So, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. If anything that you miss on the program today, you can go there and get it after 10 o'clock. Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
What technology?
Modern technology.
Oh, Lordy, Jamie. So I saw something yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think this is brilliant. In fact, I think it's so brilliant that I can't believe it's not already been done. So I might be proven wrong here, okay? But I saw it for the first time. A house developer down in Texas has a 760-acre complex he's putting together. All these beautiful homes, complete with a lazy river that goes throughout the entire complex.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, is that nuts?
That is cool.
Now, think about it. I've never heard of this before with a developer. But it's got to be out there somewhere.
Well,
come
there's
on.
An apartment complex that has one.
Yeah, the veranda, I think.
Yeah. I've seen it with apartments, but I've never seen it with a complete neighborhood.
Now I'm thinking, is this a nightmare? Because now we're going to have kids out all night and jumping in the lazy river. I'm trying to sit out on my patio. I'm hearing kids screaming and like, you know. Yeah. Did I just become get off my lawn, Karen?
Well, you've just become the spokesperson for the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm the
because
HOA police.
People are already complaining.
Are they really?
Yeah, he's already dug the ditch, ready to go. And people are like, okay, this is not a good idea.
Yeah.
We don't need this water park running throughout the neighborhood. It's going to be a real distraction for the children, first of all. But not only that, it's going to completely wreck the roads around here because everywhere you go, you're going to have to cross over the lazy river driving.
Yeah.
Your vehicle.
It's that
when
big.
You get out of the neighborhood, you got to cross over the lazy river. So you got to have all these bridges to get over.
It sounds great, but maybe only like for Airbnbs or something. I don't know.
Or apartment complex. Yeah, you know, that would work okay, I guess. Yeah. But
but if you have littles and like, you know, because we've all been there, you're trying to get them ready for to go to like tutoring and they see their little friends floating by. And then
wouldn't that be cool though? All right, forget about all the headaches. All right, just you grab your tube out of the garage. You run down there. You just take a few feet from your front door and you're in the lazy river. Float around the neighborhood all the way back to your front door.
I will tell you, that's what's so cool about the Nickelodeon resort in Punta Cana is that all the rooms have sliding doors that you walk three steps into the water.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like the pool is attached to your room. And so you literally walk into the water from your room, and then it becomes a lazy river around all the complex. Part's cool.
And for a 3 to 7 day stay, so convenient, so cool.
Yeah.
But to live that way.
I mean, you don't walk into the pool. You walk right outside into the pool.
Yeah.
It's
pretty
cool.
In this one, though, it's a lazy river. Not only that, you've got all these people floating by in their skimpy swimsuits. floating by your front door all day long.
You told us that you have one of those budgie huggers. Banana hammocks.
Yeah. Yep.
I think in Australia they're called budgie.
I don't know.
Huggers.
I don't know.
Budgies.
What?
Budgies. I learned that from Bluey.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
They're budgies?
Wait, Bluey? Really? Bluey? Uh-huh. Hold on. You had a weird childhood. My son watched Bluey, and he never learned anything about having a banana hammock.
No, like 3 weeks ago when we were talking about how BJ owned one, we played a clip of Bluey saying that they're budgies. And I guess but Bluey's an Australian cartoon, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh. You remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're learning a lot today.
Man, the things that stick with you. That's crazy. Crazy. But think about it. You do have everybody floating by your front door every day.
Yeah.
That would be a real pain, too.
Looking into the house.
Yeah, I don't know. But this guy, he's already got the ditch dug.
You know what I think is weird? Have you guys seen that? I know it's old, but the downtown skyscraper, it's an apartment complex with the pool that you can see through.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I would feel so self-conscious because we were standing downtown and I was looking at people swimming and I was like, she's pulling her swimsuit out of her crack.
Pick her butt.
Yeah, it's like, that is a weird concept. Who thought that was a good idea? Yeah. Anyway.
When I first read the story yesterday of this massive 760 acres complex, complete with its own lazy, I thought, yeah, that's pretty cool. Then the more you think about it, it's like, man, that could be a pain in the butt, you know? Mm. All right, there's a story this morning of fake QR codes on parking meters in Cherry Creek.
And South Broadway. Yeah.
That people are trying to...
Oh, no!
Yeah, who thought of this?
Holy hell!
Fake QR codes.
Oh, no!
QR codes that are already there being covered up.
No.
And now your information's going somewhere else because you use that to pay your meter.
Yeah, you do.
So all of a sudden they're into your bank account, right?
Oh, Jared Hawthorne says he saw a Steve on Your Side story about phony QR codes in Cherry Creek minutes before he parked near Postino on South Broadway.
15 minutes later, I saw the same QR code taking me to the same link. I think it was like eb.do or something like that. Yeah. It looks so legitimate.
While we were still there, we scanned the code and found it directs to a website that looks a lot like Pay by Phone's mobile site. Uh-oh. Even has the logo on the top. There are a few clues that it's not legit, like when you enter your phone number and it looks more international than local, when it calculates the parking fee in euros and uses foreign languages. MSU cybersecurity expert Steve Beattie says the biggest red flag is the .cv at the end of the URL.
It's Cape Verde, which is another place that most people wouldn't have web servers per se, and certainly companies wouldn't be headquartered there.
That would be so easy to be duped. Because anytime you're out there, Cherry Creek,
you're in a hurry.
Broadway, you've got a destination you're going to. That's why you're there. You're parking your car. Hurry, get out. I might be running late, whatever. Sure, we'll pay the fee. Even if it's a little extra, I'll pay the fee. No problem. They've gotten access to your bank account.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
I have not heard this one.
Taken to a new level now.
So if it says .cv, that's a sign, right?
And yeah.
I would never look.
No, most people don't. Like, even when you park down at Ball Arena, I usually park in that parking structure, parking garage. And that's all people use is the QR codes. They have some kiosks that you go to, but no one goes there because they're always in a hurry,
right?
Like everyone else. But yeah, you just scan the QR code.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, and how easy is it just to put your own QR code over that sticker?
I'm going to tell you something. These international criminals are kind of freaking amazing.
They are. I will tell you, I would be more impressed with this particular story if the people that are the scammers had gotten their website right.
Yeah, they
blew it. They blew it. Paying in euros.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys. You got one shot to be a scammer, okay?
That's still pretty brilliant.
You got to take advantage of that. You got to get it right, okay? Even they screwed it up.
But still brilliant.
It's crazy.
I mean, just when you thought that they've thought of everything, they still have another trick up their sleeve.
They just top it every single time.
Hearing this story this morning, there's, you can bet you that I'm going to be on high alert when it comes to a QR code.
Absolutely.
And parking. Yeah. Now hearing this, because it's really brilliant how they pulled this off. But, this raises the alarms so much higher.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I'm paranoid about everything.
By the way, so far, and there could be more. I'm sure more is coming. But so far, it's been spotted in Cherry Creek and on South Broadway, you say?
Yeah.
All right. You know what I have an idea about? This is maybe a good idea. I think all of us should get a secondary bank account and only keep so much money.
Like a dummy bank account?
Yeah, and like only keep like $200 in it. You know what I mean?
Like how we have, like, I've got an extra email that...
I do too.
If I register for something, yeah, then I know they're just going to spam me.
That's it's so just funny. I keep one clean email. I do the same thing, cards. A clean email and then a spam email for, you know, like 10% off. But that's what I think we have to do, is you have to get a different bank. Just go to a different bank, sign up for it, and just have a different...
I don't care if this gets ripped off.
Yeah, right?
They're scammers. They'll find a way around that. I don't know how, but they'll find a way. But this QR code thing, that's scary, right? What happens if they start doing that at restaurants? I mean, what if somebody walks into a restaurant, grabs a menu, takes the QR code that's either on the table or whatever, puts another one over it that's a scammer, and leaves? And then the next person that comes in...
Well, now I guess I'm looking at a different menu.
Well, no. Even to pay. I mean, it's just crazy. But...
Wait, I thought it was at the pizza place. Why does it say tacos? Yeah.
Well, yeah, they could screw it up again.
BJ and Jamie.
There you go. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Britney Spears. There's a big rumor about her this morning that she's going to make a comeback, and this could be her last shot. They're saying that she's going to put out an album that's going to come out September 5th. She's also rumored to be a part of the VMAs, whenever that is, when it comes up again. She's going to do a 10-minute monologue of all of her hits, and that this is it. If it doesn't work this time, then she could be shelved forever. I don't know.
She's always been a disaster the last two times she's been on the VMAs. Yep. If you remember, she was live from Las Vegas, remember? And she's like, I just singing like this. And then the next time after that, she's with Kevin Federline, right? Remember? Yep. And she's just like, so I don't know if it's the best idea.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work or not. I don't know if she can make a comeback, but we'll find out.
I have something sad to tell you.
What's that?
If you go to in here and you can play a little bit of it, I think it's number five.
Oh, four. Number five?
Yeah.
Four, I think it is. Here it is. Iconic.
He was so talented. He's not dead, but
he's
in hospice.
He is?
Yeah.
We saw that coming.
Yeah. So they just announced that Phil Collins has officially been placed in hospice. Isn't he one of those guys that can play everything or something?
I know he plays the drums.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play a guitar.
I felt like he could play a little bit.
I don't know. But I do remember the last time I saw a video of him on stage, he could not walk. He was like Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
He had to sit down the entire show. He did the show, but it was kind of sad. Very sad.
He does play a lot of stuff.
Does he?
He plays like the synthesizer.
The piano.
He plays the piano, percussion. He can do it all tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just bitch a guitar because I've never seen him play a guitar. Yeah.
And then two other sadnesses, as long as I'm going to do doom and gloom, Jamie.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, no kidding. What?
The Food Network star, we just found out, Anne Burrell, remember? They found her on the floor, and everybody loves her. She has the blonde, spiky hair on the Food Network. She does the celebrity chef stuff. She did take her own life.
Yeah.
I saw this yesterday.
Yeah.
It sounds confusing to me. They say that it was because of concoction of substances in her body. Could that have been just an OD and not intentional? I don't understand.
I don't know. I think she took an excessive amount.
Yeah, there was a lot. Yeah.
They said a lot of alcohol is what I saw yesterday.
And pills.
Pills?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pills too.
Yeah.
But a lot of alcohol. I mean, we're talking 4 and 5 times the legal limit here. Could it have been just an overdose?
And as the doom and gloom continues with my final story... It's my new Friday feature. It's a real pick-me-up, you guys.
The old D&G.
That's right. This is my final one. Bruce Willis, they're saying, can absolutely not speak, and he cannot walk.
Oh.
Yeah, saw that too.
All right, that concludes Gloom and Doom Friday.
They say he doesn't even remember that he was an actor.
Oh, God.
But he has no idea. He has no idea that he was even in Hollywood.
Yeah, he can't speak.
So
bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Well, I've got the worst of all then. I'm going to pile onto the D&G.
You're going to top it?
D&G. I'm going to pile on.
Okay.
It looks like the view is gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What? The girls at The View could be gone.
And before we go on hiatus, we only have one more show after this. Uh-oh. I'm allowed to say that, right?
Too late now.
So it doesn't really matter.
Speculation is they've been canceled.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You want a topper? I'll give you one.
Wow. Yeah. How could you do
how
that to
sad
me?
Is this? Oh,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie. All right, there you go. It is a Friday. It's going to be hot this weekend. 90 degrees for today. Tomorrow, 92 degrees. Then 97 degrees on
Actually,
Sunday.
Actually, they just said on that TV show right there, 99 on Sunday.
Sunday, wow. 99 degrees.
Almost 100.
Man, we're going to be out of this weather very soon. But, man, the back half of summer gotten really hot around here.
And it's the kickoff of the Douglas County Fair and Rodeo.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Have
God.
Have you ever gone?
Yeah, gone a couple times.
Is it cool? Is it good?
It's
Is
interesting.
It so-so?
It's all right.
Good people watching you? Is it worth that?
It's all right.
Why are you dissing on the fair?
I'm not. I'm saying it's all right. It's all
but you're saying it with this look on your face like, I don't want to go here.
Well, no, I go and I support it. It's just I wish they had like, I don't know. I wish they had more stuff.
Like pony rides?
Yeah, like I just.
A little
more
pizzazz.
A little more pizzazz. I did enjoy the, what do you call it, the whatever runway, you know, where you go play all the games and stuff. Yeah. I think I want a stuffed animal or something. Oh, that was fun. Yeah. But like, there was a long lines for the food. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That was my beefy era. So I think I just remember being hungry.
Yeah. you don't. I'm with you. You don't want to stand at a food truck forever.
No, right? Yeah. You just don't want to. That was the only thing that I was disappointed. But the rodeo is great and all the, they even do the mutton busting, all that stuff. So it's really cool. But yeah, that was, I do remember that was beefy era. Dag nabbit, I was hungry. Yeah.
So last weekend, you reminded me of something because you talked about you wanted a couple of stuffed animals, right? Mm-hmm. So last weekend we're out at the Gaylord. We went out there for a night and to use the, you know, the lazy river and all that. And they have this little miniature arcade, right? Have you seen it? You know what I'm talking about?
I've been to the Gaylord, but I did not go to that.
Okay, yeah. They got a little arcade that leads down to the pool area, right? Okay. And one of the games in there, which I hadn't seen before, is these little clips that are holding keychains. And they're the cutest keychains, man. I mean, they've got like Mickey Mouse stuff. They've got like Pikachu, all kinds of stuff, okay, on these keychains. And they look pretty, I wouldn't say high-end, but they're well-made.
Okay, well-made.
About that.
Yeah, solid.
We won two of these beauties. We won two.
Nice.
Two. Cost me $75.
Oh, my God. What?
I swear to God. I swear. I walked out of there, and I said, what am I thinking?
What did I do?
They were so happy.
Yeah.
They were so happy. They'd won these two keychains. Two. And little, because I'm the one that went and got the card.
Right.
I'm the one who had to reduce the card when we hadn't won one, right?
Yeah.
And I hadn't said anything to them because they're thinking probably $10, $15.
So you never told them until later?
But Josh, we won them. When they started bragging about their keychains.
Right.
They started bragging like, oh man, these are actually good quality. I can put this on my book. You know, they're saying all this. And I looked at them and I said, $75 is what those two cost us.
Yeah.
$75
I get addicted to the push game. You know, the push the coin game.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
So does Bray. Bray, that's her favorite game.
I have to keep putting in coins. I just have to. I don't know why. I'm addicted to it. And they push all those coins and then they're all stacked up and they're ready to fall
that's
over the
thing,
edge.
Because you get that one pile that's just one
right
coin
there,
away.
Right
you
there
swear. And then like 17 minutes later, it still hasn't moved.
No. Instead, they've all stacked again, and you're like, how did that one slide under those others? Like, come on.
They're super glued. I figured that out a long time ago. Okay. They super glue them. You got much better chance of winning if you just spend $75 on keychains.
Yeah.
Much better chance.
They're, those are beauties.
Yeah.
As
yeah
you would
collectors
say.
Remember from ever.
Collectors is what they are. Yeah, that's what I heard. BJ, JB. It is Friday, so have a great weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Gotta tell you, Jamie, every time I see a lightning story, I think of you now.
It's scary.
Every time.
Scary, I tell you.
Did you see the gamer? Wait. He's playing a game, sitting at his computer in North Carolina. Lightning hits him. Runs in on the game. He's got his headphones on.
Yeah.
You can see the spark go up up the wire of the headphones.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he made it.
Oh,
he made
okay,
it.
Good.
Here's the audio.
What?
Bro, I just got struck by lightning.
He's sitting at his game board in front of the computer monitor. He's got headphones on. The sound you hear is the zap that he gets from the lightning bolt itself, which hits outside the house.
Bro, I just got struck by lightning.
Did he lose
the
game?
So I was sitting in here, I had my earbuds in. A big thing of lightning hit. And, like, my ears, like, I felt lightning go through my earbuds.
Shapers.
Did he win?
I don't know. Oh. He ran.
You know, I
he
was
ran
thinking about this yesterday because it was lightning a little bit. Ah.
Whoa. But
it was,
what's going on over there?
It was lightning yesterday, and I was filling up my Jeep with gas, and I'm looking at the sky, and it's pretty, you know, there's some streaks, and I'm like, this is probably the dumbest idea I've ever had in my life. Like, I was thinking they should shut down gas stations when there's, like, all that lightning in the air. And then I felt like my hair got staticky, you know, because they say if your hair gets staticky that you're getting ready to get struck by lightning. And I felt like, oh, my God. And I got gas, which was static, and I have lightning in the air with static. Like, all the way around, I'm in a bomb.
Yeah, and you hear of people putting in gas that are actually standing at their car when they get hit by lightning.
Yeah.
It happens, man.
And static, you know, that's a bad thing. But, okay, I have a question. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was going to ask you guys, because it's so random. Does anybody else jump when the gas shuts off, you know, the handle thing?
Oh, like you're just minding your own business and it catches you off guard? Kind of scares you a little bit?
No, I can't even stand it. I have to walk away. Like, I push the handle, right?
Yeah.
And then I walk around, like, the gas station and act like I'm doing other things
because really?
I can't stand it.
I'm the opposite.
What?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Hearing that click?
It'll click, and then I'll keep doing the, you know, try to fill it up more.
Yeah.
Click, click, click.
No, I can't. It's so, to me, it's like violent. It's like, ga-dunk. And I don't know what it is. It's about like, I don't know. The sound just, it hits me so weird. Nobody else?
Nobody else is afraid of
the gas shut off?
No.
I think you're on an island.
Not that I have to go away from it, walk away.
Okay, bye.
That might be a solo there. Yeah.
I'm weird.
I think
fine.
That's the first time.
Jamie's heard talking the attendant. Hey, so how's your day going?
I am. I'm just doing anything so I don't have to hear the click. I know it's weird. Because to me, it's like Jack in the Box. Like, I'm just waiting for it to happen. And so it scares me every time.
Yeah.
It's like, dun, 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 click.
That's strange.
It is.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.